Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a fart before its time.
Share no fart before its time.
Exactly. You can join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat and listen live, or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. Phone line's open if you want to call, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I'm Davin Rosenblatt, that's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here soon.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. And we'll do a show, one way or the other.
Yes, whether we like it or not.
Yes, we will do a show.
Whether you like it or not.
That's true, too. On the show, controversial EPA decision that may have dire consequences on your children.
Yes.
A discussion on whether passing gas is likely to have dire consequences on your relationship. We welcome back David Harris, as he'll tell us a way to see if Facebook is spying on you.
Interesting.
It is. We're going to have an interview with the writer and director of the new movie, Is That a Gun in Your Pocket, Matt Cooper.
I just like the title.
Yes, of course you do. And we're going to tell you what a study says about having a dark sense of humor reveals about you and Ann Jackson.
Yes.
All those things and so much more. And we had a show, stuff we were going to talk about. And then Pip and I were watching Crashing, the show on HBO about a comedian. And Pip's never seen it before. I saw this week's episode. Fun show. You should check it out if you have HBO. Couple things, interesting things to discuss.
Yeah.
Before we get to the show.
Yeah, we started the show before the show.
Yes.
And then we were like, shut up. We can't talk about it. We're going to talk about it on the air.
Exactly. So what do we got?
Well, the first thing is, one of the things that was on the show, which I thought was terrific, by the way.
The show or what was on it?
Well, the show and the topics were interesting. But I really like that comedian. What's his name again?
Pete Holmes?
Yeah, Pete Holmes.
Well, that's his show.
Yeah, I really like him.
Have you seen him before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Is he funny?
I've seen his stand-up. Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
I like him a lot. And that was a great show. But one of the things that they were talking about is, we're straight to the lowbrow. They were talking about dick pics.
We've done that before.
I know, but the thing is, this was the interesting angle.
Which is important when taking a good dick pic.
You know, I'm not really too upset about which angle you come in from.
I bet, as long as you come.
On this topic?
Come early, come often.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, now, one of the things they were discussing is that now there is a woman, without going into the whole story, it's not important, but there was a woman who sent a picture of what they referred to as her clam.
Seafood.
Yes. She was at a seafood restaurant. She was at a, what is it?
Long John Silver.
Long John Silver. Hey.
Yeah, she sent a picture of her old hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Which they did not show the picture.
No, they didn't. And I was relieved because I already saw a photo of a nut earlier today in Starbucks, and that was enough for me today. But so she sent him a picture, and he was feeling all kinds of pressure. He didn't want to have sex with this woman, but she was coming on hot and heavy, and he was wondering what to do. And his comedian pal was egging him on to show his.
So show the dick pic.
Yeah.
I think that is I think that's the proper protocol.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I think it's awkward if you don't.
Well, I think it definitely sends a message that you're not interested, or you are like, ew.
See
what you saw.
I would go the cybersecurity route, and that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in my position.
Right.
Performing all over.
I thought you meant sitting.
Yes, right. Sitting, no, performing all over. Various TV appearances, whatnot.
Right.
Cannot have dick pics floating around. Just can't.
What about the ones you send me?
Well, I trust your 1998 phone to secure it.
I can't get my own pictures out of that damn phone,
exactly.
So I'm certainly not floating yours around.
No, I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't. I mean, there's so many hackings. God forbid my cock ever becomes one of note.
Exactly. You know what? You do have to, and some people might say, oh, come on, Davin, you're not like, you know, a big name yet or anything.
Yes.
Yes, but you have to think along the lines of, but what if I am? You're leaving this trail of
cock.
Yeah.
Just leaving a trail of cock. And also, you know, I'm on these shows talking about cybersecurity.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be like Jamie Kilstein, just screwing the brand.
Yes.
I can't.
I know. It would be like, this is exactly the opposite of what you should be doing. And
yeah, you can't do that.
You have to listen to your own advice. I think the same thing. I mean, no matter how much I might be interested in reciprocating or trying to turn Mr. Helix on, I've never sent him a clam or even
Well, he still has a pager, so I don't know how that would come through.
I know. We are so old school. We bang rocks together when we want to communicate.
Thought that was your sex life.
Well, that too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just to be cyber aware, it's not a good move.
No, but the friend... Now, here's the interesting thing. Their friend suggested, don't send your dick. Send a picture of somebody else's.
I think that's sound advice. But then the problem is, if it does come out and you do become a cock of note,
yes,
then everybody's going to think that's your cock.
That really is yours.
And then you have to prove it's not my cock.
No, you have to pick the most spectacular one you can
but
find.
But not even that. Because for somebody like me, you know, who is, you know, the cybersecurity brand,
right.
I'd have to, no, I was just looking at cocks online. It's not mine.
I just saved that one because I thought it was really special.
I thought that was a spectacular cock. And if I was going to have a cock to represent me, that would be the cock. That being said, not mine.
You don't want this on your phone because you're flipping through. Hey, I want to show you the pictures of our vacation. Hello.
There's Nana. Yeah. And there's my nuts.
I always told you my family was nuts, but oh my God. No.
And it is good advice. I mean, would you be offended if you found out somebody sent you a dick and it was not theirs?
Let's just pretend that there's no Mr. Helix and that I'm...
I do every day.
That's not nice.
That's how I get through the week. There's no Mr. Helix. There's no Mr. Helix.
Oh, my God. So mean. No, if there was no Mr. Helix and there was somebody I was talking to online and, you know, I thought we were having a deep conversation or we were having a relationship or something, and he sent me a dick pic.
It is the natural progression of a relationship these days.
Yeah, it's not natural for me.
But you're an old.
I'm an old, so...
But that is the natural progression of online relationships.
No, actually, it was the progression of my relationship in kindergarten with Stephen Williams. Because it was, you show me yours, I'll show you mine. But that was what you do when you're in kindergarten and you're curious about your bodies. That's not what you're supposed to do when
you learned how to share in kindergarten. Still holds true. Kindergarten, you learn important things about life. That's one of them.
Show and tell.
Show and tell.
I showed mine for whatever it was
But,
worth.
I mean, now if you're talking to somebody online and it gets intimate, it's that's the natural progression.
I know, but it's really not smart.
No, I didn't say it was small.
No. And you know what? Why not?
Well, what you got to do is you got realistically, you're setting them that so that they can please themselves to it.
I understand that. But how about just something provocative and not like full on beaver? You know?
What do you got?
How about boobs in something low cut, like a really good cleavage picture, maybe nips popping out of the shirt. You
All
know,
right.
That's
a good start.
Good. Yeah.
You know.
You can rub one out to that. Can't you?
Let's find out. Take a 5-minute break.
We'll be right back.
Some tunes.
5 minutes, huh?
I'm under the gun. I mean, this isn't a pleasure jerk. It's a work jerk. Can't make a day of it.
It's like it's one of those quick showers. You can't just luxuriate in a bath.
No, I'm here for business. There's things to find out. You know, I can't light the candles and put on the mood music.
Yeah, have a little glass of wine, bubble bath. No
time for the lotion. Well, actually, you wouldn't need the lotion. Lotion will speed it up.
You know what? You know, you have to really, treat yourself.
Yeah, but there's no time to clean up. I mean, I got 5 minutes. The song's almost over. It's not Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, well, maybe you should play that.
Maybe I should. What I do for the folks.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that you send something, lingerie. Or how about,
Well, then you got to hope they delete it. You can't have, even laundry, you can't have sitting on people's phones.
No.
So that's the point. You're hoping they get one usage out of it.
No, because they're not like time bombs. You know, this message will self-destruct. It's there forever. You can always dig that out. There's always some forensic person who can find those nips.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
they're there forever.
But it's more likely somebody's going to get hacked.
Yeah.
So you would want them to delete it quickly.
Or the relationship goes sour and they send it to people that they think would be able to
use
it.
That's the danger.
I know it is.
This whole revenge sites.
Revenge porno.
Yeah.
Right?
Big
you know?
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, and just for that reason alone, it's like, yeah, no videos of doing it. No, no, no.
But that's the natural progression.
Get a mirror. Watch yourselves live. Don't.
Well, I mean, even
video.
you can record that.
Yeah. Oh, you could, but I mean,
you can record. You know, if you see what somebody's doing, you can video record that. You can video record Skype.
No. I mean, I don't mean Skyping. I mean, you're actually live in person together.
Oh, what the fuck? We're not
get
talking about that.
No, I know. But
we're talking.
But videoing it like to show to somebody in a cyber
world.
Oh,
so you're gonna give them a video?
No.
So what are you talking about?
I'm just saying that these are other things that people do that they probably shouldn't be doing. You know how many times does that have to be a plot twist where a couple videos themselves, you know, to spice things up and they send it back with the Netflix or whatever.
That's why I use Betamax equipment. Nobody can play it.
Nobody's going to spend that much money trying to get it transferred.
Exactly. That's why all my sex tapes are on Beta.
Thank you. Now I'm going to look around the room.
Oh, no, they're hidden. Well hidden.
I noticed you have a drop ceiling.
That's where the stash is.
That's where you hide the good shit.
Yep.
Is in the drop ceiling. I went to college.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the. So I guess if you get a clam or a dick, if you get a dick, you got to reciprocate.
I don't think that it has to be one to one. We talked about this
before.
There's
the expectation.
But
there is the expectation.
I think there is, but I don't you think
you can't just go. It's like and I love you. You can't leave it out there.
Yeah, just hanging.
Yeah, it's like Seinfeld. That's a meatball.
Yeah,
that's
I know, and you're so great. No.
And thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank
nobody
you.
Nobody wants to send a dick pic or a clam pic and get a thank
and
you.
Thank you. Well, maybe.
It's awkward.
Well, you think if there's time, you're sitting there sweating it out on the other side thinking, what are they thinking? What are they doing? What are they thinking? What are they doing? I hope that they're responding in a positive way, too.
I think it almost has to be negotiated beforehand.
You do.
Which is a shame, because it's supposed to be a spontaneous thing.
Yeah, but no. Nobody wants a strange dick flying at them.
So somebody sends you a dick pic. You've sent a clam pic. Somebody sends you a dick pic. You find out it's not their dick. It's a spectacular dick.
Yeah, but...
But, you do a little image search.
And there it is.
There it is. Are you upset?
I am. Because I've made myself vulnerable, and then you send me somebody else's dick? Come on. Are you going to send him into bat when we're together? Because
I mean,
that one is the one I want.
But, you know, when you watch a movie, so the actors don't do their own stunts.
Yeah, but I'm not going
to I'm sending in a stunt dick.
Yeah.
This is a stunt dick. Yeah. Enjoy the stunt dick.
But I didn't send in my stunt dick.
That's your own fault. You do your own stunts. You are taking a greater risk than I am.
This reminds me of Rosie Perez. One time she said, I take off my own shirt. It's like, what? You can't use your own tits or something like that. I was like, oh, my God, woman. It's not bad that if somebody wants to use a stunt butt or something in a movie.
Right, same thing.
You're not sending a stunt butt to bed with
Listen,
me, though.
I want you to be aroused. We're going to have a little conversation. You sent me a lovely clam.
Can't you work
I am not.
That?
I am not shaved today. I didn't know we were going to be doing this. I'm not well groomed.
You need time.
Let me go into my collection of dick pics of other dicks, successful dicks, working dicks.
No, no.
Dicks that are earning money.
No. If you have time to go and research dick, you
no,
have
no.
Time
I got.
To
I got
Manscaped.
I got my dicks ready to go, just in
you
case.
Do? Yeah. How much? What kind of? What Saturday did you have?
It's on a USB drive.
Oh, God.
Excuse me while I load up my dicks.
Load.
So you can unload.
Yeah.
So you'd be offended if you got a stunt dick.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Is that worse than not sending a dick at all?
Wow. Well, I would not know it was a stunt dick at the moment, so.
What happens if they send, well, you find out. What happens if they send a stunt dick?
Yeah.
And you catch them and go, hey, this is a stunt dick. And they go, yeah, I'm just trying to be cyber safe.
I would backpedal like crazy. Well, that wasn't mine either.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I recognize that mole.
Damn. Pencil. Beauty pencil mark.
I'm photoshopping a clam.
I photoshopped in a mole.
Make it more real.
This is... This is is what's her name, Cindy? The model with the famous mole, Cindy.
Tina Louise?
No. Well, Tina Louise works.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's even an older reference. Okay. No, Cindy Crawford.
Oh, that's well, yeah, yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to pretend it's hers, you're going to put a mole
so,
in there.
So you think it's bad form to send in a stunt body part?
I do, because even though you'd find out later, I'd be really much pissed
off. Listen,
I
think
later.
If you're in the spot, you're on the spot, though. Because you're never really expecting a private part to come through.
If you're a woman, you are.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah, every woman who's, like, cyber dated has had a strange dick pic flown at her. Yes. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, there it is.
Catching him right in the face.
Yes. Slap it across the face. Yeah. Pretty much.
So you would be more upset if you got a stunt dick than a real dick?
Than
no dick, I should say.
In the long run, yes. I think in the short term, at that moment, I would feel really humiliated and very vulnerable for having, like, crossed that line and, you know, gone out there and, you know, literally exposed yourself. And then
yeah, but that was your choice.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was a dumb choice.
What happens if I ask you and then you do and then I don't reciprocate?
Oh, then you are the smallest dick on the planet.
Well, I think I'd be a big dick.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, that's the conventional.
So there's dick etiquette.
I think so.
Mm, it's so tempting, though.
All
the kids are doing it.
Aren't they, though?
They are.
No, I can't imagine. I don't feel tempted to throw the clam out there for the world to see. Not at all. I mean, showing off the boobs. Yeah, every once in a while.
All we got is
after
dick.
A couple drinks, you're like, yeah.
All we got is a dick. We don't have other options. You don't want to see our boobs.
No. But if you have like really nice abs, that's a way to go. Or show the butt. You got a good butt? Show me that.
I'll send you stunt abs. I'll send you stunt abs. I'll send you stunt butt.
There's a hysterical picture on the internet of this kid who's obviously like a little bit chubby, and he's very badly Microsoft painted a picture of abs onto himself, and they're like a different skin tone and everything.
Yeah, you learn.
And everybody's called him out, and he's like, no, I've been working out. And they're like, since yesterday? I saw you yesterday on the beach. You didn't look like that.
That's the same thing when you put on, like, fake hair. It's the same thing. Same thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys with, you know, hair contraptions or, like, they comb, and I understand you want to try to put your best foot forward and you want to look your best, but sometimes the comb over is really so thin and pathetic. Just rock your real head. It's so much more dignified. There's nothing wrong with getting bald.
So stunt dick worse than no dick.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
All right, there we go. We solved that. But that wasn't all that was on this show.
No, there was another
couple things. Yeah. Well, the main character got cheated on. His wife cheated on him.
Yes.
Okay. So he meets. So the main character.
Yeah, but you have to say what happened. He walks in on it.
Right. Well, he walks in, but I want to get into the level, dating levels
okay.
first. So the main character, Pete, his wife in the episode, is roughly the same on a scale of 1 to 10.
They're pretty comparably
yeah.
attractive.
The guy that she cheated with, a guy named Leaf.
Okay.
Still in the same ballpark.
A little bit more attractive. Just a teeny bit.
In
a different way.
And a crunchy Brooklyn,
yeah,
suburban-y, yuchy type of.
In a hipster kind
yeah,
of. Let
I
me
guess.
Have organic tea way.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, his wife, that guy's name is Leaf.
Yeah.
His wife, millionaire, multimillionaire in the show, and a smoke show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially compared to the character Pete's wife.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to you, well, she might have a great personality, but you're like, no, she was cheating on him. I'm like, that's a good point. So I wasn't impressed with the personality of the cheater guy's wife, you know, the millionaire lady, but damn, she was a lot hotter than the wife.
Well, and then, you know, if you're going to cheat, I think you gotta cheat comparable or aim high.
You gotta work
up. You can't be married to an 8 and be tapping it to a 3.
No,
you can't. What is that? Unless you're a nymphomaniac.
I would just be, and I'm not saying that I'm an 8, but I would be if there was like a real dog in the bed with Mr. Yokes. I'd be like, what the fuck? What do you?
Unless she's got a great resume of being a freak.
Yeah, unless she's doing stuff that it's like, I'm sorry, Barnum Bailey, I tap out.
First the elephants, then me. It's all retired.
I know. That's not happening. Have at it. I know.
I think you got to, if you're going to cheat, I think you got to cheat up or cheat. You could cheat level.
Yes.
You could cheat even. You could cheat a skosh down. You could drop a skosh down.
If they were like there was some other compensating factor.
They just have to be there. I mean, come on, think of it.
Good point.
They just have to be present. They have to be present.
But wait, you know,
I'm not looking for a resume.
But in this kind of scenario, is the wife not giving it up?
No, she was giving it up.
She's giving it up.
She's giving it up.
You're cheating a skosh down too? Like, why? What?
Well, because it wasn't, from what we saw in the opening episode, it wasn't magical.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, all right. So the one that you're cheating with in this hypothetical scenario, Mrs. Davin, just say that that person is more willing, it's more fun because it's illicit.
Listen,
you know?
I mean, listen, skills are obviously coming to play. Yeah. Listen, if you are a two,
right,
but you're a fucking freak,
yeah,
an animal,
yeah,
and you got a reputation as being an animal, and you know what? Sometimes you might want to try something.
Right.
I get that, but that has not been established here.
No. And she's not a two. She's more seven.
Who? Pete's wife?
No, the other girl.
Oh, the other girl? Wait, what do you think she was in the show? 35? 36?
Yeah, something like that.
She's an 8.
An 8? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you
add
that.
Add the money. She's a 10, baby.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
a multimillionaire.
Multimillionaire.
And she's sending clam shots, so she's ready to go.
Yeah. And she was revving it up right in the bar.
She's everything you're looking for in a one-night stand.
Yeah. It's like, this would be a lucky night.
Yeah.
However, since she's ready to go a lot of the time,
uh-huh.
don't you think that there's the possibility that you're going to bring home a special little gift to the wifey?
No.
You don't think so?
Using protection.
Okay. All right, but that would...
I'm sure I'm special.
And
this doesn't happen all the time.
Oh, no.
And I'm different.
I'm sure
that's what this is.
No, this would...
I have a great personality. I'm a wonderful human being.
Listen, you're not that special and double bag. Because
my face, my head.
I did not
is that
say
advice
that.
For the lady? You should really put a double bag on his head.
Paper and plastic for yeah, the bastard.
Seriously, because he's going to start to talk. That's when the plastic is going to kick in. You're going to thank me for this. No, I've known him a while. I'm just helping you, girlfriend.
This is a tip from you.
Yeah, it's a pro tip.
Yeah.
A pro
from
hack in
the sack.
A pro hack in the sack from Pip.
A pro hack in the sack.
I'm sure to help you. Ladies, if you're going to fuck me, double bag is for
bag for the top,
paper
bag
for
the
action,
bottom.
Paper for the action, plastic for the post. Because he's gonna talk and he's not that interesting.
Oh my God. He won't.
Now he's dumb as hell.
He'll just be,
just tell him it's a game we're playing.
Oh my God.
It says children shouldn't put it on their head. Nothing about adults.
Oh no. Please put it on the head.
Yeah.
The big one.
Yeah.
No, let me specify the northern one.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So if you gotta cheat level slightly down or up.
Yeah.
You can't be dropping like 3-4 notches.
No. What is the point? That's just
although I guess you could say it's different, I guess.
I guess. But I don't you're not necessarily gonna get good just because it's different.
No. That's true.
I mean, it could be that the reason that she's shopping around is because she's not getting any second calls because it's not good.
Now, if you're a 5 and your husband's a 5 and he can nail a 10,
yeah,
does he get a pass? A 10 walks up, goes, "You, Mr. Helix, I love what you do on your radio show."
Oh, you mean like a hall pass for the 10?
You get me. When I am in the greater Rockland County area, you get me through that afternoon drive.
For a 10? No.
But then you could brag that your husband banged a 10. Not that you're not a 10, but I'm just saying.
No. Well, thank you for that. But no, thanks for the pandering. But the thing
well,
is,
sure, I got to make sure there's no bags on my head. Backpedal.
Yeah. How come they never came back from break? I have no idea.
A lot of silence.
No, I think that there's repercussions for that. You know, did you ever see, you remember the movie with Demi Moore and I think it was
Indecent Proposal.
With
Woody Allen, Woody Harrelson?
Yes.
Yeah, Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, so, you know, he offers $1 million, which seems pretty chintzy today, but $1 million to sleep with the wife. And
let me tell you something.
Come on, it's Demi Moore, a piece of ass.
Let me tell you something.
$1 million?
Robert Redford offers $1 million to fuck Mr. Helix. You're letting it happen.
Yeah.
You are.
Actually.
It's even a side of the body you're not even using much. It's
I don't want any part of that, so have at it.
Yeah,
boys.
Sure. You're taking the money. Of course you are. I understand.
I don't know if Mr. Helix would be down for that.
He's not really. We're not asking.
He's not taking one for the team. No.
Listen, we'll put a little bag on his head. He'll pass. That'll be fine. He'll be fine.
I don't think so.
Listen, we'll tell him his ass was famous.
No, I don't think that he's. No, he's not doing that. But, I just think that I know myself enough that the jealousy would. That green. Gookie
yeah,
god of jealousy would rear its head, and I would just be beside myself.
Yeah,
think I could make it through that.
I would have to be able to fuck a superstar too.
Yeah, I don't even think it would be good to reciprocate.
I have to fuck two superstars.
Oh, you get two?
Sure. Well, if you're gonna fuck one and you started this mess, I get to fuck two.
Wait a minute. Now we're uneven. It's gonna be like
no. You got to go first.
Yeah, but you keep eating the other side of the cheese to make
I'm just leveling. I'm just
leveling all the cheese.
Just leveling it out. Plus, I have a dick. I was not invaded. I am the invader. You were invaded.
Oh, wait. This is an interesting aspect of this.
Sure. You let him in you. How dare you?
Wait, so it's more invasive. Well, this goes back to something that I touched on earlier this evening. And but I want to explore this idea that because the woman accepts the penis into her, it's more invasive, you think? It's more of a, I don't know, an insult? Or
until Ivanka Trump says otherwise in the administration, I am saying yes. Well, I mean, she's there for female empowerment.
Oh, sure she is.
So until Ivanka rules on it, I am saying yes.
Oh, I don't know that, I mean, I kind of understand those.
That's why you're a whore and I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You've been plundered and pillaged.
Yes, I have.
I am the conqueror.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
you've been conquered.
Yeah, well, yeah, many times, but
it's not really a conqueror anyway. It's more like showing up.
Your point. No. I actually was told that there's a difference because there was a comparison made to a previous partner that just lied there, and apparently that I don't.
No,
so,
yeah.
Like just lying there like a
I see kid. You summoning up your healthy 15 minutes to make it good.
Not on a Tuesday.
No, not on a Tuesday.
No, we don't.
No Sex Tuesday.
No Sex Tuesdays in the Helix house. He knows better.
We spend you here. We use you up.
Keep your phlegm away from me, woman.
You are discarded and useless by the time we are done with you.
Absolutely.
3+ hours with you.
If I got here at all.
Yes.
But the thing is now, this is the other thing that happened in the show, is that the husband, Pete, walked in and caught his wife banging the leaf in their marital bed. Oh, my God. Double problem.
Is it? Yeah, I guess it is.
For me.
Yeah, no, it is.
For me.
It is.
If you're going to have an affair, that's bad enough. If you creep it off to some, you know, by-the-hour hotel or a car.
How about if he takes her someplace nicer than he's ever taken you?
That's gonna be an extra dose of punishment afterwards if I even like saw him again. However,
so doing it on the home team on the home field,
buying a shovel
on the home field is a problem.
Bang a lie. Yeah,
I agree.
Yes, this is the marital nest.
You said
how dare you befoul that with somebody else's juices?
Where we differed. You said for the act to go down there is a shonda. A travesty.
Yes.
I said for the act to go down there and getting caught.
Oh, my God. That was almost a copy of the notes moment. Oh.
Because you could almost go no harm, no foul.
Listeners, Dunkin' Donuts is not meant to be snorted. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, the powdered donuts are fine.
You know, Joe's girl says, but he willingly went inside. I have to know at what point in the conversation you typed that.
No, Joe's girl. There was a bag on my head, and I had no choice. No, I understand what she's saying. She's taking from the feminism point of view.
Yeah.
I'm just taking from, like, the prison, you know,
it's
top
not like
or
bottom. He was Lord.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm talking, like, the prison top or bottom. I mean, yeah, you both had gay sex.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's something to be...
Well, there's something in the gay world, and I don't completely understand this phrase, but...
It's called liking anal.
There it is. No, when they say a power bottom.
Power bottom.
I'm not really
I think that means...
Does that mean you just take a lot of dick?
I think a power bottom is actually delivering from the bottom.
How does
they're kind of like
this?
Sitting on you, and they're kind of thrusting.
Mr. Helix is in the chat, and he says, when do I get my money? Joe's girl wants to know to him, you willing?
That's what we do. We bring relationships together, tear them apart. You decide.
Honey, I don't think that you would even take it. Wait a minute. It depends. Now, if it was $1 million, does that up the ante, if you will? I have to see what he types back.
Well, I mean, $1 million is $1 million.
I know.
He could do much better than you with $1 million.
I think
that might be.
Oh, yeah.
The illicit tryst might just be step one. There's no guarantee you get that million.
Or that I get him back.
Right.
Once
he might take the
Robert
money and
Redford.
Come. See what I did there? Yeah. Kind of stepped all over, but.
Sorry.
It's all right. I should have told you I was coming.
Yeah, you should have let me know.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. He wants to know what 10 or 2 threes and a 4. Now, we were talking about Robert.
That's interesting.
Redford.
I'll tell you what. At one time, I'll take 2 threes and a 4 over a 10. At one time.
Oh, because of the opportunity to
yes.
have 2 threes and a 4. I think
because that's a lot of things flying around. I got to try that.
You know what?
And really, I'm not going to get 3 tens. So not at once.
But wait. Now, is it that you're in bed with them and you're doing everything to them? Or are you watching them too?
Oh, we're taking turns. It's a party.
Oh, okay. So everybody's getting a
We've blocked out an hour and a half at the hotel.
An hour and a half can do a lot of damage.
Sure.
Especially if you got 3.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you have to absolutely get some energy drinks and
oh yeah, I'm 5 hour energy.
Yeah, you have to train for this event.
No,
this is like the Olympics.
Listen, I mean, well,
how many times is this going to happen for you? You got to train for this.
All right. Well, the first time I'm done in 5 minutes. Get that out of the way.
Right. Of course.
Just the thought. I mean, pants aren't even off. Everybody's fully dressed. I thought about
you're,
over.
You're in the car on the way there.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, that's why I got to bring a couple changes of clothes. But yeah, the thought. Forget it. I'm not lasting. You get the pre-nut out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I could go. I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I think we're good to go.
Joe's girl thinks you need Viagra for this event. Not necessarily you specifically.
Joe's girl apparently has medical information on
me.
Yeah,
it's like, what do you know about him that we don't know?
Apparently I don't go to the doctor. I go to Joe's girl. Yeah, and she's got the full chart and workup.
Yeah, she does. It's like, well, I see that. No, I just think that you do need for this kind of event, even though it's going to be very exciting, but this is a marathon. This isn't just like up and over the bar.
I think it's very awkward when this is going down for me to start doing hamstring stretches in the hotel room. But realistically, I'm going to need that and for the quads too, so I don't cramp up.
This is not when you want a Charlie horse.
Right. So, I mean, realistically, a man of my age.
And yeah, any man really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to stretch. You are gonna have to train. It's
you can't go
demanding.
In there. You can't go in there cold.
No.
The worst thing you want to do is have a blowout before you blow it out.
You definitely want to.
Can you imagine you're having this awesome time and you haven't even come yet and you pulled a quad? Can you imagine that? It's over. I'm just gonna lay here. Ugh. You were the biggest loser ever.
Yeah. It's like, oh, do you want me to rub that?
No, rub yourselves. I'll finish up over here.
Yeah,
don't touch it. It hurts.
I'll just watch.
Yeah.
Somebody make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, no. You got to prepare.
See, I don't think that it would be the same thing for a woman being in bed with, like...
No, you girls are ready to
guys,
go.
Guys, you know...
Four guys, as a comedian said last night who I was watching,
yeah.
She said, you know, I had a threesome with
two men, and then I realized it was another dick I had to blow, and it was, it was like, oh wait, so now I have one more of the worst part of sex.
Oh my god, it's like, oh great, yeah. You know, it's like, well, I had a steak, but there's like sprouts next to it. Yeah.
I'll have a double order of sprouts.
That's not necessarily the worst thing.
That's why we love you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody has their own feelings about certain things. But the thing is that I already displayed more than I needed.
That's why Mr. Helix is a happy boy.
Yes, yes. He's a happy man. Not on Tuesdays, though.
Come here, H Cat.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Take off that robe.
You know what? We don't even need to be involved in that because two of our boy cats, they're all fixed. And yet there are homosexual shenanigans in our house.
All right, don't ruin this story by your stupid cat stories. Fucking ruin them. We're having a good time. Got to drag your stupid cats into this.
Well, okay. Off the bed, cats. We're talking.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I think it actually is another level of, I guess, disrespect if you bring it into the – if you do it on the bed.
Oh, totally.
Now, what happens
that if – that makes it more, like, personal.
What happens if you do it in the rumpus room?
You know what? That actually – I mean – despite the fact that the cheating has happened and that's already egregious, the fact that it's over there, to me, is less symbolic and less really, really personal and almost like making a point, vindictive, than in the marital bed. That's sacred. No. If you're going to hump some hoe, you better be out on the sun porch, buddy. Because if
where people could see it.
Yes, absolutely. I need video.
Where the neighbors can talk. A little pride in your side piece, my friend.
Let the neighbors see the humping and pumping. Because why should you keep it just for yourself?
Yeah, you know what? Because then you're like, well, where do I sleep? Like, you don't even have a safe place anymore.
Right, exactly.
I get that.
Yeah. It's like, no. You marred the nest.
That's why, fellas, you're going to get your side piece. Ladies, you're going to get your side piece. Backseat of a rental. There's no emotional attachment to that.
Yeah.
You get the insurance. You claw the shit out of the upholstery. You fucking come like a fountain all over the place. That's what you do. And you give it back to them. And go, is this okay? The tank's full. Yeah. I filled the tank.
and you know what? Yeah, Joe's girl's right. Burn the bed. That's what I said to Dad before. I would be burning the bed, the house.
Think Midnight Oil.
In it.
Think Midnight Oil had a song about this.
Yeah, they did. But I that's the thing, is that you don't ever want to touch that spot again. Like, if your friends have been, like, humping on your couch, I don't want to sit there. I want you to.
The dog wants to sniff it.
That. Oh, of course they do, over and over again. But you know, unless that's Scotch guarded within an inch of its life, I don't want to be near that couch. No, no.
Interesting. So if you're gonna cheat, though, you know, little respect.
A little respect.
Little respect. Don't do it. Take it out of the house.
Yeah, be creative. Take it. Go to a dollar. You know,
a dollar store.
A dollar store.
Go to a dollar store. Surround yourself with some Chinese crap and have at it.
Yes. You know what? You know, get some beach balls. Some little, like, plastic dinosaurs.
Yes, bite on a plastic dinosaur so you get some lead poisoning. You animal, you.
Yeah, really. Hey, you know, while you're in the middle of the throws, you just...
All right, interesting.
Do whatever you want.
So, let's see. What have we learned? You really shouldn't cheat down too much.
Right. You have to... If you're going to bother cheating, you got to cheat up.
Two threes and a four...
Or at least lateral.
Two threes and a four are better than a ten.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Two threes and a four are better than a ten. No dick is better than stunt dick.
Yes, that's an insult. I'd rather not get any at all than you send me something fake.
But if it's a lovely dick.
Well, then I have something for the bank later. But it's not the same as if we had this emotional attachment and got each other's picks.
All right. I think we covered some topics tonight.
I think we have. Well, and I feel like we need to put a drop cloth down in every room of the house.
I do that every time you show up.
You know what? OSHA rules suggest that that's the best
OSHA
way to go.
Rules. How do you do this show? OSHA rules.
OSHA rules.
OSHA rules. You're in the splash zone. That's what we had to tell the film crew last week. It's like Gallagher up in this bitch.
You're in the splash zone. Oh, yeah. The poor film crew.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we got that covered. Moving on to important things. So what, your boss had a big booger or something?
No. He had. Now, I'm looking at him, and he starts telling me something that I have to do. And I look up.
You know, I hate to interrupt.
No, you don't.
My new Nigerian girlfriend.
Oh, what's going on?
She's a pain in the ass.
Really? Is she very needy?
Very needy, as Nigerian girlfriends will be.
She's needy for your wallet or your stunt dick.
Everybody wants my stunt dick.
Everybody.
Very very time consuming.
Really?
But I am not all in like I was with Belinda. I mean, Belinda stole my heart.
She was special.
She was special.
You never forget your first.
Or your second in Belinda's case. She might have even been our third. I don't really
know. Yeah, your second.
Well, yeah, but we had some other scams going on.
That's true,
yeah, there were some other shenanigans
who
going
keeps
on.
Track?
But my second romance scammer.
Yes.
So.
Yes, for sure.
So you never forget your second.
Yeah, because the first one was kind of a dime.
Flory was my training wheel.
She was.
So we will bring this back. We're off next week. But scamming the scammers, coming back in 2 weeks.
And awesomeness. I can't wait for my stories.
We're going to do it. We're going to do 15 because it used to do. We used to do like 2 hours a shot with the show.
Now I know.
We're going to do like 15 minutes on the Talk Radio Network part of the show.
Nice.
Every week. So I'm not going to be able to curse on it.
Aw.
But you have Ann Jackson.
We need flashcards for the studio. So you can hold up the flashcard to let us know what the word really was.
I mean, you have an idea.
Yeah, I know. But I like to know.
But it's been a little while since we've done a scamming the scammers.
See, I'm the person that when a gossip site says, oh, there's this picture of somebody's, texted their dick all over the place or Instagrammed this or that. And it's pixelated here. But if you click on this link, you can see it. I click,
too. Yeah, I don't want to see it. Yeah, of course.
I want to know what they're talking about.
But, yeah, so that's coming back. You excited?
Yes, very.
I haven't done this in a while, but, you know, there was something special about Jane.
Yeah, oh, Jane, okay.
Her name is Jane.
Awesome.
Something special about Jane.
Oh.
So,
it's not something about Mary, something about Jane.
Yeah, so, that's coming up, man. So she's just like, I don't know if she's up all the time or she's got the team working on me. Because as you can imagine, fake Davin, always a handful.
Of course.
I got new quirks.
Oh, good. Good. But you know what? Like you just said, you were talking about 2 threes and a 4. It's like, well, she's got the whole team working on you, too. They're probably 2 threes and a 4.
I got my little idiosyncrasies. You know, it's not really Belinda, but we'll see. We'll see if I can make this grow.
What are we talking about?
This relationship.
Oh, all right.
It's already been a couple.
Where are your hands?
I think this is already week 2. It might be week 2 with her.
Oh, okay. So she's already been.
Or week 1? Might be week 1.
She's already been baffled by your bullshit.
Yeah, she's all in. She's in. She's got her needs. I have mine.
Good Lord. I can't wait to hear this shit.
So, you know, I thought we should bring him back.
Yeah.
When I'm doing the comedy shows, I promote that we do it.
Oh, awesome.
But, I mean, I haven't really done it in a while.
No, but there hasn't been a particularly shiny specimen.
Well, they always show up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what it was? I felt probably he's like, well, I haven't done it in a while. We got American Greed coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent the message, which was nice. Usually it's just a friend request.
Oh, so a full-on message. No, that's much more enticing for me.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? She's willing to go the extra mile. So am I.
Give me something to work with.
Game on.
Yeah.
So I will be away next week, but I will continue. I'll see how long I can make this go. I got to tell you, I'm not loving her like I loved Belinda. Mm. She's not letting me love her in that way.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, I don't think Belinda was as warm and cuddly at first.
No.
That relationship grew.
I had to wear out a couple of Belindas till I got to the good one.
Yeah, you did. You're like, oh, God, here's the client. I can't. I can't with this guy.
I find them, and now we've been doing this long, I find them very annoying. Because I know their tricks.
Yeah.
And you know me, and I'll talk about it more next week, but you know me. I hate incompetence,
mm-hmm.
and I hate when there's no when there's a lack of artistry.
Yeah, if you're
make me want you.
If you're gonna scam me, do a good job.
Yeah, let me get so involved where Joe has to intervene and go, I think he's emotionally attached. I bring that up because we were just doing that in the scammer clips, which we posted this week.
Yeah, the scammer clips were all about. You know what? We vacillated back and forth about. Are you two all in here? are you starting to really dig this girl? Girl in quotes.
I love all my girls. I love them all. So so Jane will be a new star coming up in 2 weeks. So you got to tell your friends. The thing that fucking put us on the map is back.
Looking forward to this.
All right. So anyway, I'm sorry. I interrupted. But
no, that's okay.
But like.
like with all my other scammers, they fucking interrupt during the show.
I know, I know. No, I remember that that used to happen. You know, Belinda would, we'd stop and go, oh, you know what she wants now? And it was
and
like wherever we were.
And Flory, you know, we used to call live on the show.
Yes. Yeah. I remember being killed, or killing you.
You killed me.
Yeah, I can remember killing you during the show.
All right, so tell me your thing.
Oh, so at the day job, I can't even call him the evil overlord. He's just not evil. He's just kind of dull. But he's talking to me about something.
Frick.
No. He was all right. But I look up, and sticking out of his nose is this really long white nose hair.
Mm.
Like, really long.
What's a good color for a nose hair?
Your natural hair head color, I think.
So he doesn't have white hair?
No.
So don't be. This is beautiful.
Is it?
Sure. You saw an albino nose hair. You know how rare they are?
Is it like an you know, you see an albino goat or something?
Yeah, you don't see them in nature very often.
Albino deer are special.
And because usually they hide in the cave because, you know, you can't expose them to the sun.
They don't have a lot
of
melanin.
So for this one to peek out to you and say, hello!
Oh, it was screaming at me.
Yeah.
Hello! Look at me! Look at the nose hair!
Yeah.
I could not hear him. I could not hear
him. Oh, really? Were your eyes, like, focused right on the nose hair?
Yes, yes. It was just like the commercials where the spot, the stain on the tie was screaming during the interview. Blah, 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 blah. I'm staring at this nose hair, and I'm trying not to look at it. So I look up at his eyes, and I'm like, uh-huh, but I realize I'm so obsessed with what I just saw. I'm not listening to him.
Oh. That's not good when it's your boss.
Yeah. And so that,
it's bad enough when it's an attractive woman with her boobs hanging out.
Well, that's another thing that I was going to talk about. Is that, now I shared this with my Facebook friends a couple days ago, that I had the attack of the, you know, my eyeballs were going, nose hair, eyeballs, nose hair, eyeballs. I'm trying to look at the eyeballs, but my eyes kept getting riveted back to it.
See, that's the problem with other people who have eyes. They might catch you.
Yes, yes. They might see you looking, like, you know, when a guy's checking you out, unless they're really, like, cautious about it, you can see them looking at different parts. You know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
You can see the subtle, like, but you know what? I understand that men are visual creatures.
And we are. Yeah. And women, thank you for understanding.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm glad you get it, because a lot of women don't. Why do you need those magazines? Why do you? Because they have boobs.
Yeah, because there are boobs.
Because we're not into the fucking story. We're not into 50 Shades of Yuck.
No, you don't want to hear the backstory.
No.
As a matter of fact, you don't want to hear any story.
I don't even know why they make porn with backstories.
For women.
Because it's just, you know what we call that? Fast forward.
I know. The story doesn't go into the bank. It's just boobs, clam, boobs.
Nobody ever go, you know what? I'm going to have the girls over, and we're going to watch this, because the backstory on this poor, before he railed the shit out of that bitch.
I thought that was, the backstory was, ding dong, oh, hello.
I mean, when I found out he had cancer.
No, when I found out that it was actually her cousin, oh, my God, riveting.
I mean, yeah, come on.
No, I understand.
So you're
that.
Focusing on the nose. At least it's on its face, though.
Yeah, right. I told the story about the time that I got caught eyeballing Mr. Helix's boss's pants. I told that story, though.
Okay.
Because he was wearing these khakis, and I just glanced down and, you know, you expect to see certain lumps and bumps going on, but something was not amiss. It was, the lumps and bumps were not in the...
Oh, he shit his pants?
No. It just seemed like, what, do you have an extra nut there or something?
Sometimes.
Like,
you never know when it's going to come in handy.
I could not figure out what he was smuggling.
Actually, if
there.
I was going to have a spare body part, a nut would not be it. Unless I just want to fucking come like a fire hose.
You want to come like a constipated elephant.
Yeah, like if I want to come so hard that you need to take out insurance.
How'd you kill her? Well, she flew back and her head hit a rock.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
yeah.
Boom.
Otherwise, a third nut just gets in the way. Yeah. It's one more thing that sticks to the side. It's one more thing that, like, you feel like you have a tummy ache when you get clipped in it.
I'm thinking more furniture arranging to do when it's
yeah, I mean,
out.
Now I got two hands down my pants trying to make everybody happy. I got the captain and his fucking three privates down there. I don't need this
it's
shit.
It's like, do you dress to the left or the right, sir?
No, it's too much.
Both.
It's too much.
There's too much going on.
I do like the idea of being able to fucking come with great velocity and volume. I do enjoy that
do
aspect.
Do you want one of those radar cameras they use with pitchers?
Yes.
Yes, I want that to be brought into play. Actually, I don't have to. I don't have to come like a big leaguer.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, we did with when we were talking about the condom. They were talking about the velocity.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
The
they
smart
have
condom.
Done that. The smart condom.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, like if I can power come, then I'll consider the third nut. Otherwise, it's just a nuisance.
You just want to blast her right off the bed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like I wanted. I want
like
when
a
we're
rocket ship.
Like when we're done. I want her to say. I'm gonna go to get a sandwich, and she's gonna go, I'm full. That's how it's gonna happen.
No, she's gonna go, I have to go to the ER. You blew up my cervix.
That's inconvenient for me.
It is.
No, she's gonna
go to a drive-thru on the way to the ER.
She's gonna take it, but it's comparable to Lake Superior in there. I mean, seriously, if it wasn't for the saline, fish could live. That's what I'm looking for.
Is that why you have an aquarium upstairs?
Absolutely. It's all filled with my boys.
No, it looked extra swimmy.
Yes, it did. Well, even the water moves.
Yeah, it's like, this water's cloudy. I don't want to talk about it.
So, yeah, that's the only purpose for a third nut.
It didn't look... I wasn't looking at him because I was aroused. I was just trying to figure out what was going on there. Oh, my God, Joe's girl says gurgle.
See, more and more, as we do this show, I see more and more what Joe loves about Joe's girl. Yes, gurgle.
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 And
yeah, but don't fucking roll your eyes up and be a pig. Fucking take it like a trooper. But a little acting. A little acting.
A little acting. Well, you know what? It's hard to act when you're strangling.
Not my problem. You should have thought of that before you got the blue with the before you blew the guy with the third nut.
Yeah, you should
have
known that.
You know what? When you ride a roller coaster, they say if you have certain conditions, don't ride this ride. If you're a choker, it's not for you.
You ever choke when you're brushing your teeth? This is not for you.
This is not for you. Minty fresh.
It's not minty fresh.
All right, so where were we? This guy's pants.
Jesus Christ.
This guy's pants, your boss's nose.
The guy's pants. It was like something unholy was going on in there. And I glanced to try to figure out what I had just seen, and I saw his eyeballs catch me looking at his crotch.
Yeah, I mean...
And that was... Joe just walked in.
She was checking out your crotch as you walked in, Joe.
And Joe's wearing khakis. Great for the story.
Joe, show your third nut. Be a team player.
Is that another word for it?
No, it's a third nut.
No. A third nut?
Like if you had three.
Listen back to the show. I just want to tell you, you're going to come with great velocity. It's worth it. We've already determined.
We've determined that
if you're
going to
have a third nut, you're going to come with great velocity and great volume.
Oh, yeah. You're going to splash your sauce all over. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, that's the only purpose of a third nut.
This is what drop cloths are made for.
She almost shot coffee out her nose earlier.
Joe almost followed me in that tradition.
Oh, you guys are a team.
Yes.
But you both swallowed like champs.
Yes, we did.
All right. So now back to your boss with his nose.
Yeah.
Hair.
So I'm looking at this.
You missed a hell of a show, Joe.
You did.
Your lady will fill you in. I'm sure there's things to discuss.
So I look up, and there's that gleaming nose hair looking at me, and I can't.
Hello!
Yes,
like
much.
I imagine a nose hair would have a voice like the Queen of England. Hello! It's white. It's just a royal nose. The royal nose hair.
Don't worry about that. Like there's a snot stuck on it, swinging around like Tarzan.
This was all white. It was classy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It seemed pristine.
It left the black nose hairs. It didn't want to be an integrated nose anymore.
Yes.
White nose hairs matter, miss.
Honey, we're moving out.
Well, just one.
Your nose coming on the nasal canal? Them.
All right, so he's staring at this nose.
Yeah, so it's very disconcerting because I don't think he caught me staring at it like Mr. Helix's boss caught me staring at his pants. They just looked wrong, and I was trying to figure out what was going on in there. Mm. And let me grab that for you. He caught me looking, and I think he thought I was looking for
You can't hold your gaze too long.
I know, but I was still trying to figure it out, so I was not subtle.
Yeah,
and
but why
he
can't he trim
away.
His nose here? I mean, you always
he didn't
trim
know
he
was hanging
here.
Out.
I'm sure he doesn't, but it's still there today.
Oh, so he's looked in the mirror since then. He don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's still there.
I love the way Mama didn't say it then. They give all. Oh, Jesus Christ, we'll retract that.
maybe he's like, maybe he's doing that show Practical Jokers. Maybe he just wants to see how people react to
he
it.
He doesn't have any discernible sense of humor. I really don't think so.
Not that well, you'll. Clearly he does.
Mr.
He's parading.
Moly, moly, moly. Do you remember Austin Powers?
Yes,
there was a
yes.
guy with a huge mole.
Yes.
That's exactly the effect, though. You can't stop
looking
at it.
Yeah, listen, when I see a rogue hair,
yeah,
doesn't happen very often. I'm very well coiffed up in the nasal area. Not certainly none white. You gotta yank it. It's gonna smart, but it's hanging out.
You gotta get that son of a bitch. Yeah, and
you can't go through your day with it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll see that and I'll get it right. And I trim my nose hairs every day.
Really?
Yes.
Is that something that needs to be done?
Yes. Well, at least with me, God and my ear. You know, it's funny. God has such a sense of fashion where he takes your hair on the top of your head, but he goes, you know, it'll look nice and coming out your ears and your nostrils.
Comics should put that in their act. Oh, wait, most of them have. But, yeah.
you want to know something? I actually was not going for a bit, but it's just.
Well, we've seen a lot of comics. I know.
I understand. It's not like I got this new earth, you know, this new breaking ground material, but it just, you know, just as an observation.
Yeah.
Just on the radio. Let's put it this way. On the radio side, not going for the bit on the radio side. It is frustrating where everywhere you want it, it's not. And everywhere you don't want it, it is.
You're a hairy man.
Yeah. Yes.
Except where it counts.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the top of the head. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what most people want to have. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I mean, this daily upkeep, I hope I never have to deal with that.
Oh, there's all kinds of things.
But, like, what? Like,
to get older.
A couple times a year. I'll get a rogue nose hair. A couple times a year, I'll get an eyebrow hair that just sticks up, and there's no need for that.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, I have two straight white eyebrow hairs, and my eyebrows are rather thin to start with. If I start plucking that shit, I'm going to have, like, no eyebrows. So I just leave them.
I just do the little – I pull it out, whatever it is, and I cry a little. And
yeah.
I get one. All right. So, talk about this.
Good grooming habits.
Then we'll quickly talk about the gig I did with Joe a couple of weeks ago. So we'll talk about me opening for Elvis, gig I did with Joe quickly,
yes.
And then we'll take our first break.
Yes, yes, yes. Tell me.
All right. So I opened for Elvis. This is the first time. Have you guys ever worked for a tribute performer, opened for him?
No.
No.
No, me neither have I. Have you ever attended their performances?
Yeah. Tribute performers, sure.
I know when I worked up in Lake George. A couple of years ago, I had to compete against one in the next venue.
Bet that place was full. People love that shit.
Yeah, nobody likes me. Yeah,
I wasn't going down that road. But your hairs do; they can't contain themselves.
Funny, but yeah, no, it's a big deal.
I've seen Aerosmith cover bands, mm-hmm. and I've seen Kiss cover bands, but I've never, you know, I guess people like these things. I get it more with Elvis because he's dead.
Right.
Well, as opposed to Aerosmith and Kiss, who are still running around.
Mr. Helix was in a Ramones cover band, the Ramones.
We never heard about that before.
Sure you did. Many times.
You never told stories about that.
Sure I did. All the little Mexican guys that used to be.
So how new is she to the gig, Joe? I hope she lasts. Her fucking trial.
The first time around, I'm like, wow, he didn't look at me with his eyes in like suspended animation. And then on the second one, yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. I gave you a really the first time around, but thanks for coming around.
I think it's even in the blah, blah, blah song.
You bastards.
I'm pretty sure that was the band.
I don't listen to the words of the blah, blah, blah song.
I haven't had to play it in a while, but I'm pretty sure when we wrote the lyrics, that was in there.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, so do you guys like cover bands or tribute artists?
If they're any good, yeah.
Yeah, like Anthony's brother Joe Cumia plays in 2U, the Juju tribute band and the Journey tribute band. Yeah, the only thing about tribute bands is that like only like if it's a five-person band, like a Bon Jovi a Bon Jovi cover band,
right.
Only like two people look like the guys. It's like, you know, John Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, the UPS guy. You know? Yeah.
That's true.
You know,
well, now the UPS guy's playing lead guitar.
Yeah, right.
So I met the performer, Tony Grover, once before. He came to one of the comedy shows around. Very nice man. He's easy to recognize because he's the one with the Elvis hair.
Okay. That'll do it.
Yeah, usually if I meet somebody once, I don't really remember them. Mm-hmm. But he's the guy with the Elvis hair. So I'm opening up for him before I have to go to another gig. So I get there. People are already eating at the tables before the show. And people are eating. So I walk up to him. Mm-hmm. And he's eating. And he's ignoring me.
Huh.
And I'm standing there like a fool.
just waiting for him to acknowledge me.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry. So what happened? You walked in. Where was you walked in?
I walked in. People are eating. Mm-hmm. He's eating at the table mm-hmm. with people. I was just to let him know I was here, say hello.
Right.
I'm standing there. Doesn't even look at me. Other people at the table are looking at me like, why am I standing there? Lady pulls me over, and she takes me to the back. That wasn't Tony.
Oh, no. No. That's a random guy that looks like Elvis?
Yes. Can we make a rule that at the Elvis impersonation game, only the actual performer can wear the Elvis hair? Can we make that rule?
No, because the people that come to see Elvis impersonators
no!
show up looking like Elvis.
No, you don't get to have mutton chops if it's not your gig.
They live it.
I understand, but no.
That's great. Oh,
standing there like an asshole while he's eating meatballs.
Oh, my God, that's gorgeous.
Oh, God.
Turns out this guy, I meet him a little bit later on, right. is Tony's friend.
Oh, wait. So they hang out together looking like this?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, my God. A pack of Elvises. a pack of Elvi.
We'll get yes. there. We'll get. But, yeah.
We'll get there.
Yes.
Will the real Elvis please leave the building?
Yeah, I mean, real. It's only one Elvis head.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, Joe's head, which is shaved, and a lot of people wear that, you know, or common hair.
Yeah. I mean, there's not that many with
it's like if I walked up to another bald guy and I thought it was Joe, okay, a lot of people have their head shaved. No right. big deal.
But this is very distinctive.
Yeah.
But this is a very distinctive
yeah.
look.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So I haven't opened for a musical act in years. I mean, I've done it before.
Right. It's hard, though, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, because let me tell you something. I've been on both sides of it. Music and comedy sometimes don't go good. I had,
leave Paul Bond out of this.
No, stop it. No, I mean, you know, in its separate forms.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I've opened it for bands, and it's and actually a couple of times I had comics open for a band.
Right.
You had a comic open for a band. It didn't go, you know. Go.
Yeah.
So I've been on both sides of the coin with this.
When I'm a comedian, when I'm a comic at a comedy club, it's about us. It's about the comedy.
Yeah.
I'm approaching this kind of like a warm act. Like in between a warm act where I have to be nicey nice. We were just watching Crashing where he was opening up for Rachel Ray and we saw it go horribly wrong.
Oh, God. Oh, so horribly wrong.
But he was
wrong.
Supposed to be nice.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, comics. I'm like somewhere in between there. Like because I'm advertised.
Yeah,
I'm advertised that I'm going to be on the bill, so it's not like a surprise.
Yeah, the right. thing about it is that he's the main act.
Yes,
people are there mainly to see him.
They're there entirely.
So
to
I
see
guess
him.
Yeah. No, I guess your whole plan of attack on the show is not. The same
not to attack
exactly so yeah. your whole thing is you don't do the show that you do when you're headlining
yes or featuring
a feature okay
yeah you know this is I'm just trying to get everybody in a good mood
yeah
you know
as they say is they say governors get them facing one direction
sure. yeah. you know I'm not going to be as edgy so as you would imagine most of the audience is gray haired
yeah.
There are some people in their 20s and 30s, which does help me out and makes it more interesting for me.
Right, right.
Most of the audience is pretty good. I'm doing a lot of crowd work, as you would imagine, in this. I got to do 30 minutes before I get to my next gig. Let's get them all happy.
Wow, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
For an opening slot?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not being an asshole here. I just
Hold on. We'll be the judge of that.
No, because
mark
you would
this day.
No, seriously, because you figure usually you do 20, the
30
match because or, really because you figure the people are there mainly to see the Elvis act. You're there to get them going.
They're there entirely to see the Elvis.
I understand that, but that's why I'm saying 30 minutes
30
seems like
minutes.
A long time.
Yeah.
Well, this is what the gig was.
Hey,
I'm doing what I'm hired to do.
Yep. Right.
You know. So most of the material I like doing is a bit more intense. You guys have worked with me and seen me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I don't want to take this group on that journey.
Right.
So,
no.
I have some nicer material. I didn't do any politics. Like, let's not even go
yeah,
there.
You yeah, you got. Yeah. Look, you and I go, yes, and there are nights that you can't.
You got to do some happy time comedy
here. I don't really have a lot
happy
of
happy time comedy.
No, I know what she's talking about, and I don't have a lot of those jokes.
No.
But I'm going to do a more lighthearted approach. Everything's going pretty well. And there's some women that have the expression on their face that I'm trying to go down on them, but I have no idea what I'm doing.
I remember that look.
Flashback to high school.
I remember feeling that look on my face.
Know, but they don't know what I'm... Oh, they're just, they're perplexed.
Like,
what
I'm an
doing?
Like, I'm an unfortunate...
What are you doing?
I'm an unfortunate annoyance.
My belly button, you asshole. And you went there, too.
Now, you're bothering me.
I am an unfortunate annoyance until something better comes along.
But then you buy it.
Who says it's not?
So I asked one what the problem. I asked one of them what the problem is.
Well, what do you mean what the problem is? They're not.
They're sitting there with a puss on their face. Other people having a good time.
Okay, right, yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, what's the problem?
That's a medical anomaly.
They're like, why isn't Tony on? Now I'm advertised.
Yeah.
Why? I go, and this is where I kind of lost it a lot. I said, I'm here to warm up the crowd. Do you think Tony wants to come out to you guys, you cold guys with that dour face on? I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
I'm only so nice for so long.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Yeah. Exactly. Enough of this horse shit. I'm shucking and jiving for you.
Shit. How long? I'm sorry, sweetie. How long was that? How long were you in?
Till I had enough? I would say easily 20, 25 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, all right. Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Now, there was a woman who was sitting right up front who had a puss on her face, too, who I had a little bit of fun with. And I said, oh, you're having a good time. You should tell your face.
Oh, my God.
I mean, because I'm still me.
I know.
Can we use that as a universal line? That's a good line.
Sure.
Right.
I'm almost getting shades of we're starting to get into the territory of the woman that the guy on the show was talking about.
Oh, what a great look on Crashing.
Yes.
Did you see this week's episode?
No, I saw the teaser with Artie Lang.
Oh, okay. So there was a little bit of that, but I'm like, you know, I've had enough of this shit.
Yeah.
But I'm nice and everything. Fortunately, the audience is on my side. Now I did learn that somebody drove down all the way from Massachusetts for this show.
Damn.
To Jersey.
All right, it's still going to happen.
I think that's a long way to go for an Elvis tribute.
Oh. Maybe they don't have Elvis tributes up there.
Listen, I'm
not
even driving 5 hours for the real fucking thing. You know, two and a half hours is about the limit. Oh, yeah. Aerosmith is going to be in South Jersey. Are they?
Oh, God, if Tyler heard that, he'd get you right on the phone. Really?
I fucking paid a toll to see him in the city. Relax. He's got enough of my money.
All right, Tyler, put the phone down.
I have supported them enough.
Put down the scarves.
That's like my old boss. We used to go for like, to see Metallica did something that he didn't like. I go, Hetfield have to come upstairs?
For speaking to.
So this same person drove to see a convention in Indiana with 40 Elvis impersonators.
Good Lord.
That's a lot of Elvis.
That's punishing. That's punishing.
How many Elvises do you really need to see at once?
If you're really into, you know, if that's your hobby, you know, if that's...
Don't you just need to get laid?
I need to see 2 3s and a 4.
How many Winwoods do you need to see?
There's just the one. I don't want any... I wouldn't even know how you would impersonate him. Put on a flannel
Be unsuccessful.
Shirt.
Anyway.
That's
very successful. He's a class an icon.
He's not an icon.
He's an icon.
Would you see a Winwood tribute?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I did see a Traffic tribute. That was great.
Yeah, you played in it.
Yeah, there was some cars and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking see Joe's Drive. He does it every week. So I thought that's a lot. All right, so now we'll get to the gig I did with Joe, which was a Temple gig. And Joe asked me to bring sound.
Okay.
They have sound. It's a last-minute ask. All right, y'all, fucking throw it in. He's going to throw me a couple of extra bucks. I didn't know what I was getting paid to begin with, so I don't even know if I got extra money or not. I have no idea. But I'm just like, fine, Joe, I'll put it in the car you're asking.
The ketchup girl got more.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't negotiate with Joe or anything. You want the gig? Sure.
I thought that was a press, but I thought that was trying to screw you.
No.
It was bad. Was it cool?
We didn't. No, Joe, I want more. We didn't negotiate it. I was just like, fine, Joe's asking me to do a gig. I'm off. Let's fucking do the gig.
Well,
it's nice. It's for Jews. He needs a Jew. I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
No Protestants will do.
Yes. So they have two microphones plugged into the wall when we get here. This is a very good sign. Unfortunately, neither one is working.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't there.
No,
either.
That's right.
So they're twisting knobs. They're going in the back. They're twisting knobs. And we're not really hearing any sound, are we? We're doing
sound. No, there's no sound at all.
I suggest, early on in the proceedings, somebody check the fuse box. You know, maybe somebody tripped the fuse. Could happen.
It could happen.
Told categorically, that's not the issue.
Uh-huh.
Dismissed out of hand.
Right.
Not the issue. Now we're told, and we're getting closer and closer to showtime, now we're told we have to wait till the cantor shows up, because she knows how to do the sound.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Sure. So she's trying to get it working, and nothing's working. Now, at this point, Joe's like, maybe you should bring your sound in. Well, yeah, all right, I'll bring the sound in.
Now, just a little backstory. This gig is for one of my day program customers, $500,000-a-year customer.
Yeah.
That hired me because he saw me at the golf outing for the day program.
Nice.
So, you know, and when I do an order for him, what starts out is two pieces of paper, turns out to be 34 of them with all antics and problems and shenanigans and stuff like this. So, you know, he's demanding, but, you know, I don't, in a situation like this, the gig also is a reflection to me personally on the day program.
Yeah.
You know, because he knows me and deals with me from the day program. So with the stuff going on, I'm not a nervous wreck because I know we have the sound system. We'll figure it out.
Right.
But you know, it's you want everything to go a little smoother than it's going.
Right.
So the Cantor lady, very nice lady. She's trying to work on everything. Nothing. She tells us that the wall that we have the microphones plugged into has not worked since, and I quote, 1997.
No.
Again, I suggest the fuse box. Nope, not the fuse box.
Can't be the fuse box.
And the thing that blows my mind, 1997, and I say to her, so nobody's been intellectually curious enough since 1997 to see what's going on and try to fix this. We're 20 years.
And even worse, nobody's unplugged those two damn mics in that many years?
No, nobody has had. We should see what's going on with our wall.
Wait, 1997.
20 years.
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
Thank God we showed up.
And yeah, right. And because we were going to bring Davin Sound in, we made the decision to bring Davin Sound in. That wall was not working. So there's an outlet on the other side.
Right.
And I asked Davin if he had an extension cord. Unfortunately, he didn't have one. So I asked the Cantor, do you have an extension cord? She brings me into the temple and she goes, how is this? And it's like one of these 12-foot cords. And I'm like, we gotta do 32 feet here. Oh, I got a couple. I go, well, do you have like a 25-foot cord?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to call the maintenance guy who's at home.
Wow.
Who had been working all day there.
Oh, man.
Maintenance guy's been all day at the temple because they have events going on.
Yeah.
Brings the maintenance guy. Very nice man.
Yeah, nice guy.
So he brings the cord, so we plug in. And he goes, you know what, let me just check something. You know what he checked?
The fuse box.
Fuse box. You know what? The wall works.
Yeah.
20 fucking years.
20 years.
And there's a maintenance man, and he never checked it either. Nobody's checked the goddamn thing in 20 years.
Oh, my God. Lee wasn't apparently involved in this.
And
either.
Again, I we talk about this, but I think it proves once again, the world needs me to run shit.
Yeah.
you people cannot be left to your own devices.
No, nobody in 20 years thought of this.
No.
And then when you were dismissed out of hand, no, no, it can't be that.
Well, you saw it, Joe. Dismissed out of hand. You saw. I'm not.
Yeah, they want to check it. You know. They didn't want to check. They just we don't know where it is. Blah blah blah.
This kind of reminds me of my friend's house, though. They were like, oh, you know what? We can't get enough hot water. We can't get enough hot water. You know, it was like, okay, you know, my friend wasn't really handy, and her mom is there, and it's just the two of them in the house. And I said, have you checked the level on your hot water heater? You know, maybe you need to like bump it up a little bit. And they looked at me like, what? And I looked, and I go, this isn't even up to, like, the minimum mark where you're supposed to keep it just to be, like, kind of warm. We could bump this up. And they're like, oh, no, no, no. They thought I was going to blow the thing up, so they wouldn't let me move the mark up. Let's wait until the brother-in-law or something comes over. And I'm like, you've been without hot water or at least sufficient hot water for how many years? And we have to wait for this son of a bitch to come over? Do you know? My dad was a super. I can move the little lever and get you hot water in an instant. No, no. I'm going to blow things up.
All right. On that note, we're going to take our first break.
All right.
We are way overdue.
Yeah.
On the break, we got new music from Fabian Del Grosso featuring Nadia with Come Closer. And then we have Jennifer Brenning with her new single, Breathe. And you can learn more about both artists at